Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 960 up 10 on the open. July, 970 up 11. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at $9, up 5 on the open. July, 920 up 7.5. September, 930 up 11.5. December, 944 up 2.5 on the open. May corn opened at 588, up 4 on the open. July, 602.5, up 4.5. September, $6, up 1.5. December, 598 up 5. March of 2009, 606 up 6.5. May, 608.5 up 5. July, 609.5 up 5.5. December, 546. This, of course, the 2009 variety, 546, unchanged on the open. May beans opened at 1202, down 9 on the open. July, 1219, down 15. August, 1227, up 3. November, 1138, down 9.25. January, 1151, down 7. March, 1165, up 5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 325, down 550 on the open. July, 329, down 450. May soybean oil opened at 5265, up 50 on the open. July, 5350, up 35. April live cattle opened at 8760, up 20 on the open. July, 8810, up down 2.5. April feeders open at 98.75, down 32.5 on the open. May, 190, down 45. April lean hogs open at 55.45, down 15 on the open. May, 65.45, down 20. And May bellies open at 68.25, up 117.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Since the opening bell, we've had some stabilization in prices. In fact, in wheat, corn, and beans, all green on the screen. What are we trading today?
Well, there is a memo that came out that there is some talk about some Argentine farmers may lift some of the roadblocks and it may be suspending the strike. As soon as that came out, the market has strengthened in price. The marketplace realizes that we need a lot of corn and a lot of it to be planted. We even hear some reports of people talking about, ooh, they might plant a little more corn, but this is probably in the real go-go drummer Flanagan, extra flat, extra well-drained soils in central Illinois and probably Iowa. The big factor here, it does cost a lot of money to plant corn. The fertilizer costs are extremely expensive, and you have to be geared for this type of extra risk to do it. So the corn market, private people are saying the carryover probably will be somewhere in that $300 to $500 million mark with this increased feed usage, smaller acreage. And as a result of that, the government has basically painted themselves in a pretty tight corner by not encouraging more LDP acres out in the production. So production in corn is going to be very tight. The market's very strong. Mainly feed usage, smaller acreage, and good demand and good feed usage.
Well, then let's look at that a little bit more. The USDA numbers from the a prospective plantings report on Monday, around 86 and change. You suggest that maybe we'll get a little more corn, maybe, what, a million acres more?
You know, that would be a real big hope, yes.
Okay, so let's say that hope comes to pass, the weather cooperates, we get our 87. Off of those numbers, where are the prices of support and potential overhead resistance?
Well, the Sparks people get paid a lot in pharma for making those tough decisions, and the feeling is that, you know, if we use 158.6 billion bushel, I mean, 158 bushel corn crop, you'll end up with a 510 million carryover. It means $6 plus corn between now and June 30th, and in order to really get the sizzle in the bacon, so to speak, we're talking about $6 and $7 corn in the marketplace. Without a doubt, this is a new plateau and some very strong support, and this is one reason why I think the corn market basically is trading higher. Yes, after we did go through a financial panic, so to speak, a lot of commodity fund liquidation, a major problem with not enough money in the stock and the commodity markets. But with these new prices here, it is going to encourage some stronger prices, particularly in the corn fields of central Illinois.
And then I wonder also, over the next 45 days or so, at least until the corn is in the ground and actually has emerged, and producers can judge their stands, whether or not the locks are firmly on old crop and whether or not you see basis rallying.
Well, I think the answer is yes on the first answer you ask, and the second one as far as, what was your second question again?
Whether or not we see the basis narrowing.
Well, that's going to be an important, you know, my hunch is no, I don't think that's going to happen until later on, and for two reasons. I think that you do have South American production inching into the marketplace. You still have a lot of piles of corn to move into the marketplace. And I think the real tightness in basis is going to take place someplace 60 days forward. I think that's where you'll see the better basis.
If you look at the corn from a technical standpoint, Paul, and I'm looking at the December contract now, the last correction was about 77 cents. You add that to the old high, and you're at 660, 670, a number you've already mentioned. Do you want to be that bullish personally in terms of letting, giving some information to producers about where to make sales?
Yeah, I just would put any decisions on selling corn in the top drawer right now. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't do it.
All right, then. Let's turn your attention to soybeans. What are you seeing there?
Well, I think we have to scold the USDA, the people that did the USDA yield reports on the final production in last year. You know, it was almost a bushel under with the stocks report number coming in. It showed they did a sloppy job once again on analyzing the yield per acre in the soybean fields of the U.S. It's a shame they did it, but it did come out. And, of course, we talked about on Commodity Week, you know, maybe a 3 million acre shift that would come into the marketplace. We didn't know when that was going to take place. But we do know that there is record production in South America. There's going to be a lot of soybeans planted here in the U.S. And we're with this error in production and bigger stocks, it means we'll probably have 140 million carryover instead of something like 110 to 15. It probably means that next year with this type of acreage and production, we'll probably have 350 million plus acres of soybeans in the supply mix, maybe 380 million in the supply mix. So we are looking at a fairly adequate supply of soybeans into the marketplace. We do feel that South America will increase production in, you know, next year, starting in the January time frame. They'll plant more acres. We know the farmers, particularly in the Midwest, and some of those lower yielding acres in the West and CRP and in cotton ground will go in. But we're going to have a good supply of soybeans here near term. That doesn't rule out, though, that we can't go above $12 here into the cash market and keep a pretty stable situation. Let's face it, 140 million carryover isn't an oversupply of beans.
Therefore, if there is no weather scare down the road, are we looking at beans with something like a 7, 8, or 9 in front of them?
No, I don't think so. I think we're looking at still some very high-priced beans. The main factor here is that we do see the Chinese come into the world market and need supply. We understand that palm oil production is tremendous in Indonesia, Malaysia, but we still are looking at a pretty strong soybean situation. I think that $7 to $8 mark is not in the cards for at least maybe a year and a half.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick May wheat in Kansas City at 984 1/4, up 34 1/2, now up 35. May wheat at the Board of Trade at 924, now 925 1/2, up 30 1/2. July 938, up 25 1/2. May corn 596, up 12, now up 12 1/4. July 609 1/4, up 11 1/4. December 601, up 8. May beans 1214 1/2, up 3 1/2. November 1150, up 2 3/4. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.